Ukrainian citizen Leonid Kashenko, one of the four suspects accused in the trial for the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, has been arrested in Donetsk for illegal firearms and an illegal search. The former member of the separatists' military intelligence unit is currently being tried in absentia in the MH17 trial that is investigating the tragedy which saw the 298 people on board die. Dr. Alexei Muraviev is an associate professor of national security and strategic studies at Curtin University. Andrew Herlinger asked him why exactly this suspect was arrested.
Well, no one really knows the real reasons. He was arrested on charges of illegally possessing firearms, which is not uncommon in conflict areas and conflict zones. And certainly one of the ongoing concerns of the conflict in Ukraine is the proliferation of light firearms, ammunition on both sides of the conflict. But given this particular suspect, Leonid Kharchenko, who is the only Ukrainian national who were named as one of the four core suspects in the trial for MH17, was detained in that particular way that really triggers concerns.
Harchenko's former fellow soldiers believe that he is under some ridiculous charges. How possible is it that Harchenko was arrested to prevent the Ukrainian security service from abducting him?
It's a very unusual way to, in fact, protect the suspect from being handed over to the Ukrainian authorities. And some of the closest militant separatists who were fighting alongside Kharchenko were actually trying to say that there is a bit of a fear that Ukrainian special forces or Ukrainian security services may carry out an attempt to kidnap him and smuggle him into Ukrainian-controlled territory. This proposition has some grounds because last year, the Ukrainians were quite successful in getting their hands on one of the suspects in the MH17 trial when they were able to effectively extract the person from Donetsk as well and secretly transfer him back to the Ukrainian-controlled territory.
Well, that extraction, which you just mentioned last year, Alexei, was a key MH17 witness who was handed back to Russia as part of a high-profile prisoner swap. Could that be what's happening here?
I wouldn't be decisive in drawing any conclusions at this stage because if Kharchenko is to receive protection, he could have simply been moved to the Russian territory on the grounds of some sort of humanitarian asylum or under other reasons rather than being kept in detention in Donetsk under the charges of possessing illegal firearms. Perhaps what that may suggest to me that it may be part of some sort of a secret negotiations that are taking place between, say, Russia and Ukraine, and perhaps Kharchenko may be handed over to the Ukrainians in exchange for some political prisoners or Russian nationals that have been detained by the Ukrainian authorities, or in exchange for some other concessions that Russia may want to extract from Ukraine.
Harchenko's arrest has been extended by 2 months just this last Friday. How long can they detain him?
Look, I mean, it's anyone's guess. If he is going to be detained for extended periods of time without any formal trial, that would raise suspicions about his whereabouts and his ultimate fate. I don't think one would expect that this person would somehow be executed or killed whilst in detention, because if this news will break out, it would certainly be a massive shock to the system of the rebels or separatists.
So based on what we know, which isn't a lot at the moment, what do you think will happen?
I can assume that perhaps he may be then secretly transferred to Russia and be given quiet asylum, so Russia can still deny that it's actually harboring those who are sought by the international tribunal, given the fact that he is not Russian national again, so Russia doesn't have a legal obligation to protect him as one of its citizens. But on the other hand, I don't think the Russians would be interested in him being transferred either to Ukraine, where he may be made to make concessions, or Netherlands. Because if this guy was involved, as the prosecution believed he was, And given his formal status within the separatist forces, it may then potentially implicate Russia or Russian authorities if they were indeed been involved in the downing of MH17. So I think it is in Russia's interest to ensure that all the named suspects will remain out of the reach of either the Ukrainians or international investigative team.
The MH17 trial has been adjourned until June 8 to give the defensive lawyers more time to prepare. Will these events over the last few days change those proceedings in any way?
I don't think they will, because as I said before, there is an expectation that the trial will go ahead without having the suspects in custody or not having an opportunity to question them.
Dr. Alexei Muraviev, Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies at Curtin University, ending that report by Andrew Herlinger.